Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We give Him the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path, the psalmist writes. My dear brothers and sisters, the Bible is the only book whose author is always present when one reads it. And that's supernatural. That's amazing and awesome to understand that the Lord God Almighty is always with us when we read His Word. Amen. We can never really be exposed to the truths of God's Word without our lives being affected. Either we become more desirous of becoming like the author of the book, or we become increasingly hardened to its truths. It has been said that we must know the Word of God in order to know the God of the Word. However, a study of God's Word must never stop at merely gaining biblical knowledge. It must always lead us to a more intimate relationship with God Himself. Right from Genesis down to the book of Revelation, Jesus is magnified and glorified in the Word of God. He is the Word and He is our life. And Jesus said, He said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. I like that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, in this season, as we come to an end of this month and the year, let us determine our hearts to do what God has called us to do. I'm reminded of what was said about 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 15 to 17. Paul is writing to his protege Timothy, and he says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Hallelujah. How can a young man keep himself pure? Is by hiding God's word in his heart. My dear brothers and sisters, determine to enter into a fresh study of God's word with the desire that the Holy Spirit will bring some new truth and insight into your daily life. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. We know that you are a gracious and a merciful God. We thank you, Lord, because you never fail, you never change. Your word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we know that we can stand on the promises of the word of God. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We love you. We worship you. We adore you. And we magnify your name, O Master. Today I pray, create within us a deep desire to know your word, to read your word, to study your word, to memorize your word, and to meditate upon your word. And help us to assimilate your word in our spirit, soul, and body. And Father, I thank you for that. Today, Lord, I lift up your flock into your most holy hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon their lives. Keep them from the evil one. Preserve them, protect them, provide for them, and prosper them because you are their Jehovah. I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with sickness. Lord, we know that sickness does not come from you, and therefore we reject it, rebuke it, resist it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every manner of sickness, I command it to get out from the body of Christ in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For there is victory in the blood of the Lamb, and there is power in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. And we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, honor you, appreciate you, adore you, exalt you, and give you the praise for healing your people, O Lord, that by your wounds and by your stripes we were healed and made whole. We thank you for it. I thank you, we give you the praise, glory, and dominion to your name. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day. And bye for now.